The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I said something yesterday morning on the radio that upset people, and we're going to have to address it. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Because I want us to all be good before the holidays. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're talking about Reese's Peanut Butter Cups yesterday, right?
Delicious.
In my opinion, completely overrated. And when I just kind of said it, mentioned it yesterday, I've had a plethora of complaints. The combination of peanut butter and chocolate to me is completely overrated. It doesn't taste that great.
Not going to even argue that. That's just nonsense.
I mean, it's not nonsense.
It's your taste buds are in the minority here, sister. Because
they're
refined. It is the number one selling candy in America and has been for almost like over 100 years now.
It's a trick. It's propaganda. Because you get two cups. You think you're getting more candy when in all actuality you're getting two little cups. You're getting way less candy.
I was with you when you said that the green bean casserole was propaganda to push the agenda of mushroom soup.
Yeah.
I agree with that statement. But no, there's nothing propaganda about the Reese's peanut butter cups. It was groundbreaking at that time when HB Reese put together peanut butter and chocolate. It had never been done before. It is a groundbreaking revolution right there, dude.
The fact that you guys watch this show so religiously.
Food that Built America is amazing, Otto. I tried getting Otto to watch it. He's not into it.
You can't watch it, dude?
I can't get into it. Dana turns it on, I'm like, I'll just look at something on my phone.
One of my only goals in life is to be one of those, like, history reenactment documentaries like that.
Yeah, because they have actors, but they don't really act.
Yeah, they don't really act.
They'll just come in and say, did you see what I did with that chocolate? That's like all the line that you're getting paid
to be a part of this. So bad. When they retell the story of Hot Cheetos.
Oh my God.
You would fit right in too, Anthony. Me too.
Yes, dude, we could be there. That's our goal. We're going to put
it. I love when they put the fake mustaches on these actors and stuff.
You guys were on Bar Rescue. So,
yeah,
that's the next step.
I didn't have any lines on Bar Rescue. Dana talked.
Dana talked the whole time.
I said a lot of stuff. They didn't use anything I said.
They edited all of it.
The only thing, my Paramount Plus debut and my Bar Rescue national TV debut, the only thing I say on national TV is chimmies.
That's it.
That's literally the only line I have.
Well, I had a game that night, so I couldn't even go.
I know. Otto's so jealous that we're on Bar Rescue.
We'll just be walking randomly and Dana and someone could, I saw you on Bar Rescue.
And Otto's just like, okay, whatever.
I didn't have a lot of facial expressions in it, though. So.
He did.
Shut up, Bar Rescue.
Your face made the
cut.
I was doing it, dude.
I was really posing it up out there.
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Gingerbread Day.
Oh, another overrated food.
Oh.
Oh, completely.
And you know what? You're not alone on that one.
Thank you, Otto.
I mean, the Reese's, you're alone on. But
we build houses with gingerbread and throw them away because we don't like the way it tastes. Who brings the gingerbread cookies to the office party?
Ooh.
Who are you?
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about. It's the last of it. It's left. But
I'll lick the icing off.
Well, but the next day when there's nothing in the office, you will go grab that gingerbread cookie because there's nothing else there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you're in a relationship, before you talk to somebody else, you should have a talk with the person you're in a relationship with. Like, hey, we're not going to make it. Hey, I'm going to move out. Hey, I'm going to be respectful. But no. This guy decided to start talking to another woman while he's living with his girlfriend who has a child, and then he blames the child for everything.
Mm.
Now, I'm mad at Daniel. I'm also upset with Brianna. This is the down in the DM that aired earlier, because you have to be so particular about who you introduce your children to. And the fact that they were living together and, you know, now she's got to explain to her daughter why this man isn't around anymore. The kid already has to deal with the fact that her own father isn't around. And now this boyfriend is gone. It's just a lot. You have to be careful. And Daniel, I just have no respect for you whatsoever. He was so rude. I've never heard anything like that. You know, here's part of that down in the DM. And it went down in the DM.
Well, you have to tell me what the is going on. Why are you doing that?
Okay, I can't stand living with family, all right? That's it. And her dad never picked her up, so she's stuck at home. I'm sorry, but I can't handle that life, okay? I'm not ready for this.
I want to take something back. I am upset with Brianna, but maybe because that was me once upon a time. I don't want to sit here up on a high horse and say I didn't make those stupid mistakes too. But you see it being made and you did it. Don't ever do it again. Maybe learn from it, right? Maybe you're single and you're thinking of introducing your child. Don't. Wait until there is real commitment. Because
that was a part that I didn't understand when we first started dating. Was right, Otto? You would not let me meet your daughters at all. You didn't want them to be around me, which I guess at first it was kind of hurtful, but then I started thinking about it and I was like, well, I don't know that we're going to be together or it's going to really work out. This is obviously before we were having a baby. So,
well, it wasn't even before the baby. We loved it. I mean, you know, there was no commitment. Yeah. It had nothing to do with having a baby. We weren't committed for life, you know, and I had made those mistakes earlier. So I feel bad right now that I kind of was angry at Brianna, but maybe I'm a little bit angry at myself that I did that to my daughters, you know, and I'm projecting a little bit because I do wish that I had done things a little differently, but I learned, I moved forward, and I didn't do it. When I met Otto, I thought, I am going to wait until I know for sure that he and I are moving forward together in this partnership before I introduce them.
They went to Schlitterbahn without me.
Oh, Otto, no, not the water.
I was so hurt. I couldn't believe it. I was like, they're really going to go have fun. And like, that's something I really wanted to do. I thought that I was like,
it was
man,
so fun
I was
too.
Like, I was like, I'm going to get to meet them at a water park. I'm going to be the coolest guy ever.
Well,
didn't work out that way.
I was just the coolest mom ever that day. Okay, we have Alvina on line one. Alvina, what are your thoughts?
I mean, like, is that guy real?
That's what I said.
You've been dating this girl for how long? You didn't know she had a kid? And when she moved in, what was she supposed to do with the kid? She was supposed to ship the kid out somewhere? To do what? And then, you know, the worst part is when he finds out, like, there's absolutely no remorse. At least some people have the grace to, you know, be ashamed of it or something. He's just like, you know.
Did that hurt your heart like it hurt mine as a mother? Because I love my kids so
horrible.
Much.
I mean, I hope she heard that. And I hope that because, you know, people like this, they're going to try and say, oh, I didn't mean it. You put it on the spot and X, Y, Z, A, B, C. Girl, do not take him back. Walk. You have your evidence. The world has heard.
I love that. She said the world
has heard. You need better.
Not only does she need better because she deserves better, her child deserves better.
That part.
The child deserves better. I'm glad that you felt the emotion that I did. I was a single mother for a long time. I didn't let automatic meet my daughters for a while because I wanted to make sure. I didn't want this to happen. She better not go back with him.
So I'm a single mom, but by choice. Both my kids are adopted. I've never been married.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's come to do that to my kid. Mm-mm.
That's a there good go. Mother right here. Mother of the Year award. She said, that's not happening. Are you looking for love?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, good. I hope you find it because you deserve someone good in your life. You sound like a very good person, a very giving person.
Obviously, she adopted children and is taking care of them on her own.
Yeah, yeah, anybody who ends up with you is going to be a very lucky man.
Well, if you're listening, come end up with me.
Angie's funny. Oh, hey, now.
Thank you so much for your call. Call back anytime. We love you. Bye.
Have a good day.
Any single men out there, anyway. How long did you wait to introduce your kids to your current partner? 877-730-DCS1. And why did you wait that amount of time? It's not really about 8 years or 8 days. It's about the commitment, in my opinion. You know, so how did that happen? Share your story. Let's talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When do you introduce your children to somebody, whether it's dating, whatever it is? And I'll be honest with you, I forgot that we get a call a few months ago. We were having a whole different conversation, and a woman said that a therapist told her, you can introduce your person to your boyfriend, your girlfriend, but it's got to be like a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be like, this is going to be your father. This is going to be your mother. Now, I don't know if you agree with that or not. It depends on how much you're going to be around this person. But I remember her telling me, because her therapist was like, why would this be any different? You don't hide the person. It made so much sense. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do remember the conversation.
I swear, it just came to me. Hi, Gail. Welcome back.
Hi.
How are you?
I am no therapist.
Okay, so.
I am good.
Remember so you. You yes. made such an impact on me. I remembered. We were talking about this. I don't remember how or what.
Yes. It was a different down in the DMs yes. and similar situation. And I was like, look, the girl that with the down in the DM today, mm-hmm. I disagree with her moving that guy in. Again, I have been a single mom. My son is 24. And right. his dad and I divorced when he was a year and a half. And I have an 8-year-old daughter as well, who was a wonderful surprise. But
we were all surprises, Gail. But anyway, go ahead. I digress.
best surprise ever. She's amazing. Anyway, but yeah, it's so funny because when you were talking about it, I was like, Dana, what about what I said?
And then you heard me say it. You're like, there she is.
I'm coming in. It's not a matter of moving them in because I completely disagree with moving into your home. I feel like, and men are going to disagree with this, very much so, but it needs to be a situation where I am in control because I have children. So don't get me wrong, my son is 24 and he can, you know, pick up and move whenever he's ready. But my daughter is 8. So am I going to be in a situation where I have to pay all the rent by myself or you kick me out? Or now we're all displaced and I'm having to find out.
I don't care who disagrees. I'm with you. You have to be financially responsible for your daughter.
Right.
First and foremost, nobody else.
I don't want to get this fancy apartment. No, because I want to make sure that if you pick up and walk out on me tomorrow,
we're good, right? You and your daughter are good.
Get to stepping.
Exactly.
Like, don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you. You know? but still do think that, yes, when you, don't get me wrong, not I meet you on the street today and I introduce you to my child tomorrow, but if that person, to me, you need to develop a friendship before you can develop any kind of serious relationship.
That's right.
While you get to know each other. What would you do with that?
And that's what the therapist said. That's what hit me. It just hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, why would you be apprehensive? You introduce not as, hey, this is my lover. Come on, you've got to be appropriate here.
Exactly.
I remember something you said. Not all relationships work out. And this is a teaching process for your children.
And this is what the therapist told me. It makes that child feel uncomfortable around that gender that you're refusing them in their life. So if I'm a woman, like I'm interested in men and I don't bring any men around, my daughter's never going to feel comfortable around men
exactly.
Or she's not going to know how to conduct herself properly.
Since we still have a therapist on the phone,
not a therapist. This is from her therapist.
Oh,
she just goes to therapy for us.
Yeah, she goes to therapy for us and
relays
then passes the free advice on to us.
Okay,
yes,
never mind. Okay. I'll save the question. I'll save the question then. All right.
Maybe we have some of the therapists listening. Yeah. I don't know. Gail, I love you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm so glad I remembered. That's how much of an impact. You know, the calls, I just want you to know, everybody who calls, I really take in everything that you say and carry it with me. I feel like this is our therapy, you know? You know, darling?
Gail, I'm so proud of you. I was like, Dana, remember? You don't remember. And then you came out of the commercial break, and you were like, I just remembered. Someone and I'm like, yes.
Gail, don't hang up. I'm putting you on the DCS VIP list. Hold on. Producer Jack is giving
your
information.
You.
Okay. Gotta love some free advice early in the morning.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What's Diddy eating for the holidays in prison? I actually have the menu right now. We're going to give it to you after famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
Famous jeweler Johnny Dang celebrating his birthday.
Remember this one?
Got me looking just like Johnny Dang.
We have the Bella Twins celebrating their birthday as well, too. And Carly Rae Jepsen celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so Diddy is not going to be home for the holidays, but he is enjoying something different for breakfast. According to reports, he's going to have bran flakes, skim milk, whole wheat bread, a banana, and a little jelly on the side. This is for Thanksgiving. He will also for dinner have turkey roast with all the trimmings, mashed potatoes, corn, plus a cute little holiday dessert to tie it all together. We even have his Christmas menu. Cornish hens are the main event.
Kind of fancy right there.
Mashed potatoes, cornbread dressing, and some mixed veggies for balance.
Delicious.
Look, bran and veggies. This is where we're at now with Diddy. Hey, he's eating better than a lot of people.
Oh, that's a fact.
You know?
And I promise you he's going to eat better than that because he's got money on his books.
That's good, but what's wrong with the menu? I thought to myself, I'm jealous.
Oh.
Nobody wants bran flakes.
You don't want jail food, or you don't want prison food. Even the menu, actually, the way you described it, pretty good.
A little bit appetizing.
Yeah. Down on a tray.
That's what I was going to say, though. I don't think that he's going to get everything everybody else is eating.
No,
Is getting Cornish hens? No.
For Christmas they might get that.
They get a nice little meal, but I don't Diddy's gonna probably get double of those. But I honestly think he's a prisoner. You get what they get. and you don't get anything else because he's in general population. I don't. Maybe he might get doubles the servings, but I don't think he's gonna have some lavish meal. He's not.
I don't know who wrote this, but someone wrote no baby oil to wash it down with.
Hey, yo.
Who writes these articles? My gosh. He's still fighting to get out of jail. He's still appealing his sentence. There is a photo that's leaked of him walking around the yard. If you want to check it out, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. You can barely, he kind of looked like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
He definitely no looks hair his dye. Age now, yeah.
Yeah, no hair dye, no razors. He's got a little red hat on. I don't feel sorry for him at all. I do hope he learns his lesson and he changes. I hope that for everyone. Is that wrong of me to wish him to change and live a good life?
No, that's the point of incarceration is hopefully you can reform in there. And I'm really happy that you brought that up. I spent a lot of my youth in holiday jails visiting family members and stuff. And it's a very tough thing for everybody involved. So I just
his family's suffering, right, Anthony?
I just want to send to all the families right now. I know we have inmates who listen to us too. Just wish you guys the best on your reform. And the holiday seasons can be tough, but keep your head high.
It's about forgiveness. Yep. And I'm not telling you at all that I'm a Diddy fan or anything like that. But my hope is that he learns from all of the horrible trauma that he put people through and that he really becomes a changed man, because no matter what, whether his appeal is denied and he spends the 3 years or whatever in jail, he will be a free man someday. And you just hope that it is a completely rehabilitated version of who he was prior.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.